Day 33 was generally considered a quiet day for those of us covering the first 100 days of the Trump presidency. There were no obvious outbursts, not a single series of stream-of-consciousness tweets. The day began with a measured performance by the president after he toured the Museum of African American History. He managed to get through his remarks there without inappropriately referencing the size of his election win and without making any disparaging comments about Hillary Clinton. And if that wasn't enough to mark the day out as unusual, the president also finally gave voice to his views on anti-Semitism. He's had plenty of opportunities, mind you, to make those views clear. He was directly asked about America's rising tide of anti-Semitic attacks during last week's press appearance alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, then again at the president's White House news conference a couple of days later. On both occasions, he sidestepped the issue. Not so on Tuesday, when he described anti-Semitism in America as horrible and painful. Asked why it had taken the president so long to address the issue, the White House press secretary said, apparently without irony, that for some people, no matter how many times he talks about this, it's never enough. But the president's appearance at the museum was enough to lead some to wonder whether he'd turned over a new leaf. Chris Saliza, political blogger at The Washington Post, wrote on Twitter that this speech suggests Trump is capable of being presidential, though he went on to urge people not to be taken in by it. The website Politico noted that the day didn't go too badly. And perhaps it didn't for those of us inside the Washington bubble, grateful for an oasis of sanity, even if it proves short-lived. But take a closer look at day 33 of the Trump presidency, and you'll find that for at least 11 million Americans, the day didn't go quite so well. President Trump's Director of Homeland Security, John Kelly, issued a new series of directives to the agency's staff, ordering them to begin the arrest and deportation of the country's illegal immigrants. Not just the 2 million convicted of crimes, though their arrest remains a priority, but all 11 million of them, any of them in fact, that federal agents, in the words of the memo, encounter. Now, I don't know about Director Kelly and his team, but I probably encounter immigrants living illegally here all the time. They're surely on the bus to work alongside me, clearing my table at restaurants where I've eaten dinner, cleaning my neighbours' houses and, should there be a late winter snowfall, shovelling the pavements in neighbourhoods where later in the year they'll be watering the gardens. Of course, I never ask if they're here legally or not, but agents with the government's appropriately named ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, are now doing so. The governor of Virginia says ICE agents were waiting outside a church in his state last Sunday, stopping people at random and asking them to prove they live here legally. He's among many elected officials worried that the new rules breach the legal notion of due process. Of course, it's true to say that President Barack Obama was no shrinking violet in the deportation stakes. The Latino community here referred to him as the deporter-in-chief after more than 2.5 million people were ejected from the country on his watch. That may be one of the reasons why many Hispanics weren't quite so enthused about Hillary Clinton's presidential run. But kicking 11 million people out of the country, that's deportation on another scale. A study by Queens College in New York concludes the plan could cost the US economy $5 trillion over the next 10 years because it tightens the labor market, particularly in sectors like agriculture, construction, and hospitality. The effect, the report's authors argue, will be like America waking up one day to discover the state of Massachusetts no longer exists. In one area, though, the Trump administration's proposals are creating opportunity. Another 10,000 ICE agents are to be recruited to help round immigrants up and ship them out. Things have moved so far here so rapidly that a day when President Trump codifies his plan for mass deportations unlike anything America has ever previously witnessed, well, that's considered a quiet day, albeit a red-letter one, for those living illegally here. Simon Marks, Washington.